Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Love of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
I know a number of years ago, the Lord had used me in a big meeting to get up and say some things and do some things. Well, it rubbed some particular ministers the wrong way. I wish I could say that's the last time that happened, but it wasn't. One thing you'll find about me, if I believe the Lord's told me to say it and do it, I don't care if it hair-lips the devil and makes everybody mad. I will do it. Why? Because I will stand before the Lord one day. And you won't be there, and other folk won't be there. Just be me. Amen. And I will give an account for what, you know, he told me to do. And the Lord's helped me in these areas. There have been times I've just waded right on into stuff and gone where angels fear to tread. But the Lord has helped us. But on this particular occasion, I was very bold. I got up myself and did some things. And I believed it was right. And the people that were in charge of the meeting believed it was right. But some other folk didn't. And oh man, they wrote me an ugly gram. Anybody know what an ugly gram is? Not a telegram, ugly gram. And they proceeded to tell me how ignorant and inexperienced I was and how I had no business get up trying to say something like that and this and that. Well, my first thought was, now, hey, this was not your meeting. And I was under the authority of the person that was, and they seemed perfectly pleased with what I did, and they don't realize how out of line they are. Yeah. You know, the Bible says if you judge somebody else, you're guilty of the same thing. Romans 2, look this up sometime, think about it. You know, I've had people before, they got irritated because I didn't stop everything and give them a half a day. Had no idea what I was doing. Had not a clue, not a clue what was going on in my life. Had no idea how busy I was on a certain particular time. But they just, I mean, demanded. Am I right? Demanded that I give them X amount of time. And if I didn't, then I'm not a real minister and I'm not a real this or that. Who do you think you are? You some kind of rock star? You some kind of untouchable? Who do you think you are? Now listen to this. Listen to this. What they're judging me, right, as being insensitive and untouchable and unavailable, as to thinking I'm special. Well, what are they doing? Why do they think they're so special? You see what they're doing? They're judging me for thinking I'm above something, and they're doing exactly what they're judging me for. Amen. Requiring special attention. Now, we want to be here for people when they really require it. But you know, I'm not the Savior. Did you know that? I'm not the healer. I'm not the Holy Ghost. I have the Holy Ghost, but I'm not the Holy Ghost. I'm not the provider. How many know you got the Holy Ghost inside of you? You can hear from God. You can get results. And I don't care, you know, thank God if you love me and respect me, but unless the Lord gives me something, it would just be my opinion. And that's not better than anybody else's opinion. Amen. Are you with me? Amen. And if I got something good, I got it from God. You got the same God in you. Yes. Amen. Amen. Yeah. But these folk wrote this ugly gram. Remember that? And I mean, they let me have it. And I'll be honest with you, it aggravated me. This was several years ago, too. I hadn't grown as much as I have now. I can still be aggravated. Don't misunderstand. But it did. Because to me, they were in subordination. They weren't respecting the leaders of the meeting. And they're trying to chew on me behind their back. And they're trying to cause strife. And it was a bad thing. And I knew the leaders very, very well. And I thought, well, I believe I'll just go sit down in their office and ask them what they think about this. And I knew that that could shake some trees. How many know what I'm talking about? Because they might see it the way I did and thought, well, now who do they think they are? I was the one in charge of that. And if I think it's okay, who are they to come behind my back and try to correct you and do? I realized where that could go. So I'm praying about it, you know, kind of getting ready to go see them. And the Lord asked me, he said, why don't you write them a letter and apologize? I thought, huh? Lord, is that you? What is that? I'm praying for a while longer and it kept coming. You know, you ever been stirred up about something? Anybody besides me? You ever been aggravated about something? You think, you wanting to kick a can over or something, you know? And the Lord said, won't you write him a letter and apologize? Well, finally I realized this is the Lord talking to me. I thought, apologize? I thought you dealt with me to say that. He said, I did. I said, what am I going to be apologizing for then? I can't apologize for you. He said, no, but do you think that you did everything perfectly in what I dealt with you to do? You think there was no room that you couldn't have said it in a better way or with more grace or with more love or with more wisdom? I said, no, sir. I'm sure I could have said it better. With more love. He said, well, then there's something to apologize for. God. I'll be honest with you. I didn't pull out a piece of paper at that moment and start writing. I thought, well, phew. Yeah. Well, Lord, I tried to reason. He said, come let us reason together. You know, I said, Lord, you know, if I do that, that'll be like confirmation to this error that they're in. And then they'll think that's okay. He said, that's my business. You let me deal with that. And I wasn't ready to do it. I'll just be frank with you. I was not ready to do it. They really rubbed me the wrong way. And the Lord said, son, I don't mean to hurt a voice now, but inside me, he's talking to my heart. He said, son, you are in a position to cause problems or to stop them right now. He said, if you go talk to the leaders on this, this thing could blow up. It could really get out of hand. A lot of hard feelings, even separation before this is over. But you could humble yourself, apologize. Ask them to don't apologize for what I told you to say, because I didn't tell you to say that. But apologize if you didn't say it right, or if you come across in the wrong way, or too hard, or without wisdom, or whatever. Apologize for that. He said, you can stop some things right now. It can just be just squelched, just like that. Save hard feelings and arguments and problems and troubles. I thought, well, that might be right. And this is what did it. He said, son, would you do it for me? Well, it's all over now. I mean, it's all over but the writing. Right? Yeah. Would I do it for him? That's a completely different deal. Right? Yeah. Would I do it for him? Yes, yes, yes. Forgive me for hesitating. Would I do it for you? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'll do a lot of things for you. You name it. You want me to go grovel? He wouldn't ask you to do that normally, but if you want me to do it for you, do you see what I'm talking about now? How that your love and feelings for a person might not be strong enough to motivate you in a thing, but when you do it as unto the Lord and your love for Him, it'll bring you up to a higher place where you can do things for people that you would have never felt like doing or been willing to do just on their account. But because you love God so much and He asked you to do it, you do it willingly. Amen? I wrote the letter. It did exactly what he said. It just stopped it all right there. It just stopped. That was the end of it. Never heard any more out of it. Everybody's back at the other meetings and loved each other and went right on. And I said, forgive me, Lord, for being hesitating. Because isn't that better than months of fussing and arguing and people getting miffed and leaving? I mean, isn't that better? And that's why the Lord said, would you do it for me? Because he loves everybody involved. He didn't want any strife. He wants this stopped before the devil can get in any further. Would you do it for me? Everybody say that out loud. Would you do it for me? What's your answer?
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. For you? Would you forgive them and forget about it for me? Yeah, for you? Yeah. Would you be kind to them? I know they act like they hate you, but would you be kind to them and do something nice for them? Would you do it for me? He says. Yeah. Yeah. Our love for God should be the strong, the. Now, you know, I don't always use all-inclusive identifiers and qualifiers, but our love for God should be the strongest motivation in our life. Why do you get up and read your Bible? Huh? Say it out loud, because I love God. Why do you give in the offerings?
Because I love God.
Not just because you believe in your church, because you love God. Say it out loud, because
I love God.
Why do you pray?
Because I love God.
Why do you help other people?
Because I love God.
Why would you forgive them and let it go?
Because I love God.
Mean things they did to you, but you release it. And turn around and do something nice for them. Why would you do it? Even though you don't even want to be around them, why would you do it? Because I love God. Why will you get up and give it your best? I mean, I don't care if you're flipping hamburger patties or pumping gas. Why would you do it? Just go beyond and do an extra good job and just do everything with excellence. Why? Because everybody knows you're a Christian and you're representing Him and you're not just doing it for that paycheck. You're not just a hireling and you're not just doing it unto those people. And when they're around watching you, you're doing it as unto the Lord. Why do you do such a good job?
Because I love God.
Because I love God. Because I love God. Because I love God. Why you bite your lip instead of chewing somebody else, you go, God loves you. And I do too. I'm going to pray for you. Why do you control your temper? Why do you control your words? Why would you do that? How? Tell me real loud. Why? Come on, do you really? Do you really? Why you go to church? Not just because you like us or the church, because you love God. Because you love God. That's why you forgive. That's why you sow. That's why you release. That's why you're kind. That's why you're patient. That's why you witness. That's why you help other people. That's why you pay off stuff for other people. You don't even have to like them. Right? I've had people come to me before and go, I don't much like you. I heard him say this. I don't much care for you. But the Lord's dealt with me to give you this. Huh? Well, they're telling me a positive thing. Even they don't like me, they love God. And if He told them to do something, they'd do something for somebody they don't even care for. Because they love Him. Well, you do that long enough, next thing you know, they'll be loving me too. Right? That's how it starts. That's how it works.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Love of God, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org. where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 5th, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.